News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Let's turn to these online chatbots. The chatbots are incredibly frustrating when they don't give you the answer you're looking for, and particularly when it comes to financial products or services, you do need to speak to a human to make sure you're not making a mistake. And there are new rules to ensure that is now going to happen. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, has been looking at the detail. And this morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Jonathan.
It's very annoying, particularly with banks. Like, if I'm ringing my bank, I don't want to talk to a robot, but I have to spend a long time pressing buttons before I get to a human. It's really, really annoying, particularly if you have a concern over something. Does this law change that?
Well, it certainly does. This is a European Union directive which has been signed into law. It's an amendment to the Consumer Credit Act. So essentially what it's saying is, if you choose to interact with a human being rather than a chat box or an automated online system, you have to have that option when buying a financial product or service. So I think there's still leeway there for companies when, if you have a query, to put you through this agony of dealing with a chat box. And it can be very frustrating. It can be difficult to get the right emphasis across. And it's so much easier if you can get somebody who understands you, particularly if you're frustrated or, you know, you're trying to deal with a query. Chatbox is just not the way to go. It just drives people insane, particularly older people. Now, a lot of Gen Zs may be comfortable enough with it, Jonathan, but for a lot of people, it's just a source of frustration.
Charlie, the amount of time, if I'm ringing the bank, that I keep shouting agent down the line. And I don't know whether that is the owl lad in me thinking that that might still work. But it's just like, if you're buying something in particular, you shouldn't be buying it off a robot, because the robot won't be able to do what the human can do and deciding if the product is right for you.
Exactly. You know, imagine buying insurance through a robot. I mean, there are a lot of things to go through. It's far easier to talk it through. And we are a nation of talkers. It doesn't suit us, particularly Irish people. This at least clarifies that you can't be, you know, if you request a human intervention, they have to have that option for you. Now, that's unfortunate for companies that have to staff up, make sure they have sufficient numbers. But yeah, no, it's terribly frustrating. We all turn into, if you remember, Victor Meldrew shouting, "I don't believe it," down the phone. You can't get a human who understands you. And it's complex enough, financial products, that they kind of be, you know, something like health insurance is immensely complicated. No, that's not sold through chat boxes, to be fair. But, you know, the financial products these days, kind of, they're very multi-layered. They have a lot of different options. Just buying car insurance can be, there's a bewildering different levels of choices and options and things that can be put there. So another useful thing that this legislation does is, you know, if you're buying something online, it has to kind of get rid of that kind of nasty marketing stuff they use to kind of direct you in a way which will maximize their revenues, I suppose, you know, and get you to make decisions you wouldn't otherwise make. It's called dark pattern marketing. It's where you're sneakily pushed one way when you didn't mean to go that way, or else, you know, there's a fee, an extra fee you weren't told about till you get to the end of the website. So, you know, that as well has been clarified, and they're going to have to make that a lot clearer. And there's a whole section in this directive that I read about dark pattern. It actually mentions dark pattern marketing. Now, how well that's going to be policed, I don't know, because, you know, websites are very sophisticated in the way they're designed, often far more than we appreciate. And you are nudged and sometimes automatically enrolled for something, or, you know.
And that's what the legislation is trying to prevent. But what's interesting here, Charlie, is that this is giving the consumer the option of speaking to a human. It isn't making it compulsory to speak to a human. So you will still have people who will get into the system and possibly fall down the rabbit hole of buying things that they don't need.
Yeah, you will. And, you know, and as I say, a lot of Gen Zs are very comfortable with that. You know, there are telephone networks where you never get to speak to a human. It's all done with bots. Revolut famously, you know, they don't have a call center as such. I think that's possibly why they're being delayed in launching a mortgage, because the central bank's insisting you will have to have people. If somebody's buying a mortgage, they will need to speak to humans, you know. So this will push us even further. You shouldn't be buying a financial product if it's all about a chat box rather than, it being very clear, and people, you know, there's always stuff they have to read out to you as well. I mean, that may be the boring bit sometimes when you're
nothing fills my heart with more joy than a call service agent having to read things to me when they really haven't got the heart to do it. It's they know it's being recorded, so it has to be there. But Charlie, that's the other side of this, right? And you and I have talked in the past about maybe insurance. You ring the insurance and they've done it, they've made a mistake, and this has happened to me, where they've made a mistake and they have to go back and listen to the recording to prove the consumer right. And that's that, you know, it's not training and quality purposes, it's there for good reason. The traceability of the chatbot is a lot more questionable than the recording of the phone call.
You're absolutely right, Jonathan. And if you have a dispute with the company, if you complain, look, I didn't get what I wanted. I clearly said to the person on the phone I wanted X and I ended up whatever. And it, you know, and now you're denying my claim, I suppose it's an insurance. You can then make a complaint to the Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman. And the phone call records can be requested, and that can often clear up matters. Sometimes when phone call records are requested, there's a very quick rush to settle the complaint and sort it out before it goes to arbitration. So yes, it's extremely useful that the calls are recorded, that is there as a record. And if you've been wronged and you have specifically said you wanted X and you didn't get it, you can prove that.
100%. And do always follow that trail, because you'd be surprised what you'll find down the end of it. Okay, good for the consumer, Charlie Weston, consumer editor with the Irish Independent. Thanks very much for joining.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.